Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show!
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 522, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined, as always, by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How you doing today, Michael?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Yeah? What's new?
Nothing.
Did you go to the club for Easter today?
No.
No, you stayed home?
I stayed home.
Did you guys do anything?
So I bought a gorgeous rib roast.
Oh, that's right. I didn't realize that was for today. That makes sense.
No, I did. Yeah, I bought one last night. I decided I was going to do it. And I'm like, you know what? My birthday's 2 days from now. Why don't I just save it and we'll do it for my birthday?
There you go. So what did you guys end up eating tonight?
Nothing. We've just been kind of munching all day. She's going to make she's making spinach pies.
Oh, that sounds good.
How about you?
We went down to Westerly. They had some pork roast.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Crispy on the out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, kind of a chill day. Not a whole lot going on, though. Did you play golf yesterday?
Yeah, I played in the men's game.
How'd it go?
I was right around my quota, but I didn't play well.
No.
I didn't play well. Now, did I tell you what happened last week when I played? I played four times last week.
No. Why don't you fill me in?
All right, so I shot a 95.
Okay.
So just
which is about...
That's where I am. Low, high 80s is a real good day, but 91, 92, 95 is, you know. So I start par one,
mm-hmm.
par two,
ooh.
Par three.
Oh, hello.
Pulled like a 9-iron over the left bunker on number four and made five.
That's not great.
Made a comment to my playing partner that I don't think I've parred five in about a year and a half. I parred five.
Oh, nice.
I hit gap wedge to about 15 feet, lipped out for birdie, parred six. I'm two over through six.
You're feeling pretty good.
I'm feeling really good. Because you know right off the bat whether or not you're going to be ball striking or not.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're two over through six, you're like, okay, I'm hitting some good shots. I'm hitting shots.
That means you're hitting greens because you're not making a million
Yeah,
putts.
I'm not
you're
making up greens. And down. So I'm hitting greens, right? I'm hitting greens. Double seven, double eight, double nine. So I'm 43 still, 43. Okay.
Yeah, but that's because you started.
Yeah.
You do the times two,
86. Yep.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So we turn and I par 10, which isn't an easy par. Okay. Maybe we got something, we got something back. I think I shot a 53 on the back.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't sniff a bogey the rest of the way.
So you didn't make a bogey, bogeyless round.
Yeah, I think it was a bogeyless round.
That's pretty
good.
I think I squeaked
one bogey, but
oh, there you go.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
That's actually harder to do.
Still shoot a 95
than the normal nonsense, isn't it?
What?
That's actually harder to do than the normal nonsense. Make like six, seven pars and the rest doubles.
Mm-hmm.
that takes a special kind of effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a demoralizing game, isn't it?
Well, it was funny because we're on 17 and Kurt hits his drive into one of the holes. He hits it into a fairway bunker. So I tell him, I said, I'm looking at my bag, right? And it's just beat up from me throwing clubs at it and humming balls at it. So I told him, I said that my bag looked like, you know, when you go to like the shooting range and they pull up like that, like that human being, and it's got the head and it's got the midsection and it's target practice. I said, that's what, like when you're done firing at that piece of paper, that's what my bag looked like. It just got dents and holes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Kurt like chunks it out of the bunker. So he does the overhead, just throws his club. I said, you know what? I said, we've matured quite a bit. I haven't broken a club in over a year. I said, when you used to throw clubs, it was with the intent of snapping it in half. He goes, so you think after 50 plus years, the two of us have finally matured? I said, yeah. So one of the guys we play with, he was an executive with Johnson & Johnson, had a great job. So Kurt looks at me, goes, yeah, he goes, Sky, he goes, an executive with J&J, he's got his stuff together. You think he ever goes home and tells his wife, how the hell did I get paired up with these two knuckleheads? So I go, let me ask him. So I said, do you ever wonder, like, do you ever get home after the Saturday game and look in the mirror and say, why did you pair me with these two idiots a year ago and I keep playing with them? And he's like, no, I have fun. We laugh. It's a good time. But
it's a good question.
It's a legitimate question, is it not?
Yeah, because some of the people you play with are mostly normal.
Pretty much everybody there is normal.
Well, there's a lot of messed up people there, though.
Yeah, different messed up, right?
Different ways, yeah. That's funny.
Like Kurt said, you're the type of guy that if Kristen has a reunion, she's begging you not to go with her. I'm like, no, I can actually behave.
No, you can be.
Like, I'm not terrible in front of your wife. She thinks I'm a buffoon, but she hasn't banned me. Not that I know of.
No, you're not. I mean, you were only here a month ago.
That'd be a pretty recent ban.
Yeah. No, it's not too bad.
I think
the problem is you get
what?
You get on the golf course for like 3.5 hours and you just get demoralized 18 times in a row. It's going to come out eventually, isn't it?
Like, Kurt had like a 2-footer uphill and he just yanked it. Just, oh, that's a bad putt. And Michael's just laughing because you're not supposed to say stupid stuff like that, you know?
No.
That's a bad putt. Oh, whatever. It's so fun, though.
I love golf. Golf's the best. I thought I broke my foot yesterday, Pards.
What's going on?
I was at my parents' house. I told my father I was going to get lawyers involved, and I stepped off their front porch, and they have like the two flagstones in the front and the
the new porch that they just installed like a year or two ago. They were telling me about.
It's been a few years, but they have like two flagstones, and there's like about a 2-inch gap in between, and the side of my shoe got caught like in between, and my foot just rolled, and I heard like 4 cracks.
Oh no!
And I went down, and I was like limping.
Yeah, and obviously you didn't go to the doctors, right?
No, I was walking around a little bit because I took the girls over. They were doing like an Easter egg hunt at my parents. And so I'm limping around. It's hurting. I get home. I tell Sarah. She starts looking at it. She's pressing around. Does this hurt when I do this? I'm like, no, it stays the same. It doesn't hurt more. And she's like doing all this stuff. And then she tapes it up, does all her stuff. And then I'm on the couch. She's like, well, ice it and elevate it. It's probably just a sprain. So I'm like, okay.
You didn't turn the ankle, though?
No, I didn't turn the ankle. It was my foot. My ankle's fine. So then, like, 2 hours later, I go to stand up. I can't put any pressure on it. Like, I can't even take a step. I was like, I can't do it. I don't know what happened, if it just got swollen or what. So she's like, oh, we have some crutches in the basement from when she had surgery. So she's like, just use the crutches to get around. You'll be fine. If it gets worse or it doesn't get any better, we'll go to the emergency room and get x-rays. So I'm like, all right. And I was planning to go to my buddy's house to watch UConn in the Final Four. So I'm texting. I'm like, I might be out. I can't even walk. And then she's like, just go. Just take the crutches with you. I'm like, all right. So I went. I put my sneaker on. And well, that, like,
this isn't next week. The Final Four is next
I'm
week.
I'm sorry.
Correct?
To watch the Elite Eight. Watch them
okay,
get
I'm
into
sorry.
The Final
I'm,
not,
I'm getting confused because I living in Florida with the nice weather. I don't know what month it is. So I'm like, did they win? I thought they were still okay. So
yeah, no, I'm sorry. Watch the game to get into the Final Four, the Elite Eight. Hmm. So I head over there with the crutches. I'm sitting on the couch. I have my sneaker. It's like tied up tight, so it's like compressing everything. It starts.
Oh, so you can't get this SOB off when you get home? Because it's
that's fine. But then by the time I get home, I'm like, all right, I can move a little bit. I go to bed. I wake up this morning. It's feeling pretty good. It just keeps getting better throughout the day. I think I'm in the clear.
Really?
90% better now. Yeah, I was like dreading it because that if UConn didn't play yesterday, we would have gone to the emergency room to get x-rays. That's how much it hurt, like at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
There's really nothing you can do anyways. If there's a few, you probably did break some stuff if you heard crunches.
No, I don't think it would be so painful if I broke something.
It's
I guess
not
the only
swollen and black or anything.
No, nothing like that. So I think I dodged a bullet on that one. But I think the only thing they check is to make sure everything's lined up for healing. Like if it's not lined up properly, they have to like set it, put it in like a boot or whatever.
I'm not going
to
hear about this next year's member guest, am I?
Not. If this thing lingers for that long, then I got big issues. I think I could probably tee it up on Saturday if I had to at this point. It's feeling that good right now, but I don't want to jinx anything. So that's all I have. I don't have anything else. Should we get into the topic this week?
Sure.
So last week we talked about which type of cuisine Walt Disney World we think does best. And we talked about Italian food and seafood. And we kind of glossed over steak. We think they do a good job with steak. But those were kind of the ones that we thought they did a really good job on. Now this week we want to talk about what types of cuisine do they do a poor job on.
Okay.
And we're trying to come up with some stuff. And the first one that came to my mind, and it's one of my favorites, it's my guilty pleasure food. It's my go-to, my comfort food, and that's Chinese food.
Okay.
I know you're not a huge fan in general, right? It's not your favorite.
That's right. Yep.
But I'm sure if it was like out of this world at Disney, you would, and you've tried it there, but I don't know, it just doesn't do anything for me at Disney World. There's not a ton of options.
So have you been to Nine Dragons?
No, the sit down?
Yeah.
I have not.
Because we went and I liked it and Kristen didn't.
Okay.
But I'm going to give the nod to her because she's much more versed on Chinese food than I am.
Now, my guess is it's fine, but it doesn't, like, nothing on the menu jumps out.
For you not to have been there and somebody who loves Chinese food speaks volumes, don't you think?
Yes. In my mind, it does. The biggest thing that always drives me nuts, my favorite thing is fried rice. I love
like a good pork
fried rice from fried Chinese. Rice. I love fried rice, pork fried rice.
Do you put anything on it? Do you ever put hot mustard or soy sauce, or do you just eat it straight up?
A lot of times I'll put hot mustard.
Yeah, I do too. That's good. It's good.
It depends. So if it's, you know how like some places you get the fried rice and it's yellow? And some places you get it and it's like brown.
Yeah, I like the brown. That's what my
I love the place. Brown.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's my thing. They don't have like all the places at Disney World either have white rice that come with it or it's like the yellow, very like flavorless fried rice.
I could have sworn that the quick service next to Nine Dragons had it was brown.
That's the Lotus Blossom Cafe.
That's right. And I ate there and actually it was pretty good.
So you can get fried rice from there, I believe, but it doesn't come with it. So, like, the orange chicken combo comes with white rice and egg roll and fortune cookies. The chicken fried, you can get chicken fried rice on its own, obviously. But I like to get my combo with the fried rice. I don't want to have to order fried rice on its own just to get fried rice. Sure. Every time you get Chinese takeout, you get the fried rice with it, right?
No, not mine. Combo. We get it on the side.
Oh, so you order a la carte when you get
correct? Yeah,
all the time. I always order the combos, but so I don't like when it comes with steam rice. Like if I want that orange chicken, I want the steam. I want fried rice with it, not steam rice. I'm sure it's okay, but it doesn't even look great. Like you look at the, I don't know, the orange chicken. It looks fine, The egg rolls are small. I like a big fat egg roll too. I'm very particular about it, and I don't know if it's regional. Like I'm used to the places up here, and it's all kind of the same. You get the dirty fried rice, the brown fried rice, a big fat egg roll, and then whatever, you know, main entree you order for your combo. So the places that have white rice or the yellow fried rice, they just don't, doesn't do it for me. So I'm a little picky about that. We also have Yak and Yeti,
which I have not eaten at, one of the few dining establishments I haven't been to.
So I think the sit down, I wouldn't really consider it Chinese food. I think the quick service is more.
Yeah, I agree with you.
The Yak and Yeti sit down is kind of just all over the place. Like they have some Asian inspired stuff on there, but their entrees, they have a burger, barbecue ribs, Korean beef.
And that burger, apparently Mike Nelson swears by.
Well, we'll get to burgers in a little bit.
It's like a Wagyu burger, I believe. I could be wrong.
It says it's a 10-ounce grilled American Kobe beef burger with sesame soy mayonnaise, crispy fries, topped with shiitake mushroom and scallion compote or Asian slaw. I mean, I'm sure it's fine. And they do have some, like, traditional style Chinese food entrees, like they have a honey chicken, but again, it comes with just regular white rice with the chicken. The sweet and sour chicken, same thing. It comes with a side of white rice. If you want to be a good Chinese restaurant, you need to have like pork fried rice. You can't just give me a side of white rice. That's a non-starter for me. And that's a hill I'm willing to die on, Pards.
I know you and your Chinese food. I know that.
I'm passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
The Yak and Yeti quick serve has those like takeout boxes in the to-go, which always looks so good when you see people walking around with them. Don't you love, like in the movies and like TV shows where the lawyers are like working late and they get the Chinese takeout and everyone's eating with chopsticks out of the box?
They got the chopsticks, exactly.
And they're eating it right out of the takeout box. Doesn't that look so good when they do that in movies?
It really does. They're so talented, too. They're like Mr. Miyagi when he catches that fly.
Catches
with
the fly.
Chopsticks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've tried a million times, and I couldn't pick up a filet mignon with chopsticks, let alone rice.
I could do a little bit with it. I don't, it slows me down too much, so I don't like to do it. But I can get around. Like, if I have sushi, I'll use chopsticks to pick up.
Oh, okay. Now, do you shop in it like Kristen does?
Sharpen the chopstick?
Yeah, so like she'll take it out and you're supposed to like rough it or whatever. I don't know if it grabs it better, but she...
Oh, I've
like
seen
you're sharpening
that.
A knife.
I've never done that. I've
yeah,
seen
she
that,
rubs
though.
Them together.
I don't know. We'll have to... Maybe we'll... He'll have to ask her why, what the technical reason behind that is.
Okay.
But again, the Yak and Yeti quick serve, they have a honey sesame chicken served with white rice. They have a burger there as well. Sweet and sour shrimp served with white rice. So, I don't know. It's just, it's tough. I want good fried rice. And then they have a side of chicken fried rice, but it's like that yellowy chicken fried rice. It's not the dark brown. I don't know. I'm picky. I know. Maybe I'm in the minority, but I don't think so, because Lotus Blossom and Nine Dragons never get talked about. Never. Like,
oh, correct.
You can walk up for Nine Dragons any day of the year and get seated almost immediately. Are there any other... I can't think of any other places...
No, I mean, other than, you know, your typical value quick service cafeterias.
Where they have... sometimes they have an entree that might be...
Right.
That, but yeah, nothing.
Can't think of anything at the studios. We already mentioned Epcot. Is there anything over in Magic Kingdom?
Mm.
Like the Skipper Canteen do that type of food?
That would be closest, maybe, but it's not really, not what I would consider. even the Swan and Dolphin don't have it. They have kimonos, but that's
sushi. They have kimonos.
There's really nothing else, right?
No, I'm looking. You know.
Yeah, it's. I guess it's just not super conducive. Would you consider Ohana dinner Chinese food?
No, not even close.
Because of the noodles and stuff? No. Yeah. I don't. I agree. I agree. I'm just wondering, some people may.
Because I think the noodles is more to what that hotel is themed after. Well, I think it's more like, you know, Asian Pacific, Hawaiian.
But a lot of American Chinese takeout is like Polynesian. That's why a lot
like the lo mein. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not traditional Chinese food. I'm talking about like Chinese takeout is what I really like. So
yeah, right.
Ohana would be close. Kona Cafe has a couple things, but they're more like the Polynesian, like you said.
Yeah, they're just more of that Pacific Hawaiian.
Which I like that too.
Oh,
but
I do
even
too.
Ohana,
I love that flair.
But even Ohana dinner doesn't really do it for me. I think that's been pretty lackluster recently as well. Yeah, there's not really anything that I would call Chinese food anywhere else. Nothing at the Springs, right?
No, again, you got Morimoto, but that's Japanese.
That's Japanese, which is pretty good. They just opened that quick serve, which is Indian food, which is Eat, E-E-T. That looks good, by the way, I will say. Yeah, nothing really. They don't even have like a quick serve that has that. Like, if they had a... Oh, imagine like if the Poly had like a 24-hour, like late night, dirty Chinese takeout where you could get like General Tso's chicken and a couple egg rolls.
You'd be in
at,
heaven.
Like, 2 in the
you?
Morning. What's that?
You'd be in heaven.
Oh, I'd love that.
Just,
I'd buy another contract there just for the Chinese food. So I guess in conclusion, there's not a ton of options. What they have doesn't do it for me. And they just need to up their fried rice game. That's what I care about most when it comes to Chinese food. That's not something that you really ever seek out anyway. Especially at Disney, you're not like looking to get Chinese food. So even if they had a place, you probably wouldn't be high on your list anyway. But I just don't think they do a great job there. Do you have any other thoughts on that particular?
I do not, because like I said, this isn't one of my favorite cuisines anyway, so.
Yeah. Gotcha. Should we move on to Dirters, or should we do something else?
Let's go over to Dirters. You kind of teased it.
Okay. Now, you say, and I can't really disagree too much, that Disney does a bad job in general with hamburgers. Especially quick service.
Yeah.
Quick service burgers are not great. Occasionally you'll find one that's decent. They do something a little unique. Like, I think I had a burger at Port Orleans that had like pimento cheese
on
it.
Yeah, I've had that one. I'd have had that one. It's fine.
And it was okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Just something. They're just missing something with the burgers.
Like, I have had the one at Steakhouse 71, and I had it, I don't know recently, but I had it back when it was the Wave, and it was fantastic, and from what I've heard, it's just as good.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's kind of a one-off, but I'm just talking consistently throughout the parks and the resorts. General. You know, you're never like, oh, I'm going over to Boardwalk because they got a good pizza, or I'm sorry, a good hamburger over there.
Yeah, there's not a lot of that. I would say Boathouse, but that's not even on the menu anymore, their burger. Like, that was a good burger.
Yeah, you said that one was good. I think your Susie sister had... The... What's that?
Oh, didn't Susie like the one at Brown Derby for lunch?
She thought that was the best one she's had.
Had there.
I don't see that on the menu anymore. I was going to say your sister had one when we had dinner when she was living there over at Rose and Crown, the Pub Burger, which, again, it's okay. It's fine.
Yeah, I think that.
But if you're over there, you're going to do either the fish and chips or the shepherd's pie or you name it. There's five different items over there that you're going to do before you get a Pub Burger.
Yeah, normally you're not going to Rose and Crown to get burgers. So I wouldn't think that as like a burger restaurant. The places that like specialize in burgers, there's not a ton of them, but like Flame Tree Barbecue, like they have a burger. I think it's got some pulled pork on it and stuff. What's their burger called here? Oh, they don't even have a burger anymore. They just have the pulled pork sandwich. I thought they had a pulled pork burger at some point. But, yeah, I mean, for the most part, they're all kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the quick serve ones. Usually the buns are terrible. That's the one thing.
That's a problem, yes.
And then the decent ones are at a restaurant where all the food's good and you usually don't want to order a burger.
Right.
I think is the problem. Like, if I go to Boathouse, I know I'm going to get a good burger, but I don't want to order the burger when I go there.
Right, because they've just got so many different options. You know, nice lobster.
Yeah. Any steak.
Either like a lobster, yeah. Lobster bisque or, like you said, a steak.
Or any seafood, ton of
lobster
seafood.
Lobster roll. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's a million different oysters. Give me six oysters and.
Like the deluxe burger, I went there once. It was okay. It's fine.
Again, it's okay.
But like that's the kind of place you would go to. Like, oh, I'm really craving a burger. Let's go to Deluxe Burger.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get like this kind of. Okay burger. It's better than the quick serves, but it's not as good as like a sit down. And they're not cheap there either. So like you're paying a good price for those things.
You know, and from what I've heard is your favorite place is Geyser Point. I heard that they have a great burger over there.
So that's a bison burger.
Right.
So I don't
which
know.
Doesn't really you can't really categorize that as a
So I do get I've heard that. I've had that burger before. It's pretty good. It didn't like change my life. I wasn't totally blown away.
You know what would be the perfect spot for a good burger would be Cruise Cup Lounge over at the Yacht Club because they used a kitchen from Yachtsman. So you tell me you can't get a good steak burger out of Yachtsman?
That's a good point.
And they don't have it on the menu because when I was talking to the server, they said that they don't have. They can't cook over there for the lounge. They have barely enough to keep up with the restaurant. That's why you can get, some lobster bisque, which obviously they're not cooking, or some shrimp cocktail, which is cold. And I think I did get the prime rib one time.
Okay.
Because that's just something that you cut and heat up and throw some au jus, but... You know, he told me, he said, once in a while, if the place is slow, if you want a steak, I can run over and ask the chef if he can accommodate you. He said, but if that place is banging, they don't have enough space on the burners.
Yeah, I mean, all they have on the menu there is shrimp cocktail, so that doesn't take any cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Lobster bisque, Caesar salad, truffle fries. All right, they could throw fries into the fryer. And then the bread.
Yeah, and I don't see the prime rib anymore because the last time when I stayed last summer over at the beach club, we had dinner there before we headed home, and I had a nice prime rib, and it was delicious.
And they have the prime rib sliders sometimes, but
yes,
those
they
aren't
do
on the menu.
Or even go to Epcot and go to Le Cellier. I mean, that would be another great place to have a burger. If you're going for lunch and you don't want to spend $200 on steaks, but you want something different. You go over and get the beer and cheddar soup and a burger. That's a great lunch, isn't it?
Yeah. Even like you would think like Turf Club, they would open for lunch and they could do burgers there. Like people finishing up golf get burgers.
That is your classic. Sandwiches. That would be like your classic burger place.
Yeah, and they could do some real good ones there. You could do that with like
Boathouse, where you get a great burger and you get like the basket of fries, like the little stainless steel.
Yeah, they could
bucket
of
fries.
They could knock that place out with the after golf crowd. Do a decent burger. Do like the two hot dogs and fries meal, like a pastrami sandwich, like a Reuben, some chowder, something like that. You wouldn't need a big menu. They're close, like just, you know, I think that would kind of be a no-brainer, but.
You know, it just keep it simple. Like, I don't know, do you ever watch the show Bar Rescue?
I've seen it, yeah. I haven't watched it in a while, but I know.
So all the guy does, he simplifies menus. He said, let's just do five or six really good things.
Yeah.
So you have a place like you're talking about. And just have, like you said, a couple good sandwiches. You know, have a Hebrew National hot dog and a good burger.
You don't need much. Yeah, I feel like it's a no-brainer, but obviously we're just yelling into the wind for that. I'm looking to see if you're... that burger, that Grand Floridian burger with the lobster on it, they don't do that anymore. They have
the Thermidor burger. That thing's been gone for years.
For a long time, right? They just have a regular burger, which I'm sure is fine. Like, the sit-down places, occasionally they'll have a good one.
Yeah, they'll have a good burger, but it's not, again, it's not memorable.
No. Yeah, there's not like a place that you would just go to get a burger.
Which is surprising, really, because whenever you talk about theme parks, it's what? Burgers and hot dogs.
And they do a bad job.
Right?
Of the burgers, yeah. Yeah, even like, I don't know, Raglan Road. I know they have a burger, but again, that's like the Rose and Crown kind of thing. You want to go to Raglan Road and get a burger? Not really. I mean, almost every place has a burger on the menu.
Oh, sure.
There's none that are like blow you away. I'm even looking through to see if there's any places that I'm missing out on here. You know what place is perfect for a burger, and I don't think it's even a great burger? Is
what's that?
The why am I drawing a blank on the name of it?
Where is it?
The Beach Club. The Beaches and Cream. Like, that would be perfect for a really good
burger. That would be perfect
to
have a really, really, really good burger. Yep.
And they have a burger, but everyone talks about the Reuben or the grilled cheese with the tomato soup.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Like, it's not their top entree. And it's plain. And it honestly doesn't even look that good. Like, I'm looking at a picture of it. It doesn't look great. But they should have a killer burger there, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Because that's the perfect place. It's like that old school 50s diner. It should have like a burger that blows you away. I don't know. Yeah, it's one that they really have a lot of missed opportunities on. Because like you said, everyone, it's easy. Everyone will get a burger. And if it's good, you'll get people like us that want to eat other stuff. But once in a while, you're in the mood for a burger. You want like a filthy dirter that's really good, don't you?
No. I just so happen to have the STK brunch menu open. Listen to this.
They have Wagyu, a burger, yeah.
Wagyu burger, breakfast burger. 7-ounce beef patty. So, I mean, that's pretty damn close to a half-pound burger. American cheese, bacon, fried egg, lettuce, tomato, onion, special sauce, fries, $9.99.
I mean, that could be, that might be worth it.
That could be that's a hidden gem right there.
That's only on the brunch, though, right? That's not even their lunch menu. Yeah, so that's only Saturday and Sunday. But still, sounds pretty good. And every like, pool bar quick serve should have a really good burger, and they all have crappy quick serve ones with a bad bun.
And they do have it on their lunch menu, just an FYI.
It's not $9.99 though, is it?
It's on their menu, it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can get that burger any day for $10 at STK. That's pretty good. I thought it was only brunch, so my apologies. That's pretty wild. That's a good price. I don't know, any final thoughts on burgers?
No.
So that one's a little tougher because there are some decent ones that you can find at some of the places, but nowhere that I would say you have to go here and have this burger.
I agree.
And I like hamburgers. So, again, another thing that I really like that I think Disney does a terrible job with a couple places being
right.
an exception is pizza. It's a travesty how bad most of their pizza is. And again, it's almost exclusively quick service. So maybe if you want the staples, if you want pizza, burgers, hot dogs, chicken fingers, and you're going to a quick serve, they don't really care, and they're just going to give you whatever slop rolls out of the assembly line. And most people are fine with it because it's quick, it's cheap, and they just want to get on with their day. I don't find that to be an acceptable reason to have like, there's no reason they can't have better pizza.
I agree.
Like, Pizza Rizzo, like, their pizza's terrible. Oh, I haven't been since it's been rethemed under them, but it used to be the Toy Story one, and it was pretty mm-hmm. Pizza Planet. It was pretty bad. That Boardwalk Pizza window, like you said, that place is terrible.
We the first time we had it, it was terrible. The last time we had it about 2 years ago, it was decent,
but not worth like go, like you wouldn't go out of your way to get that.
No.
Pizza. I will say sometimes the flatbreads are okay. Like, where'd we go? Pizza Fari, and the flatbreads were pretty decent there. Not that long ago.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I mean, our favorite pizza is over at Amare.
Oh, yeah. Although now I'm looking at Pizza Fari again, and it looks like they went back to the old terrible style pizza. Because I know when we went there, we ate, because it was us, the girls were there, my parents,
we got a chicken Caesar salad and split a few things, I believe.
And they had these, like, they had like a pesto and shrimp flatbread that was really good.
It was fantastic.
Now I'm looking at the menu, and I'm going to show you a picture. I know the people listening can't see this, but, I mean, this thing looks so bad. I'd be so disappointed if I...
Oh, that's awful. That's just all dough.
What did we used to call that? Like an ashtray with pizza sauce on it or something?
Oh, that looks terrible.
Like, I'd be so disappointed. If I didn't know that Disney had bad pizza...
You know what that looks like? That looks like something that you would get when McDonald's tried to be everything to everybody.
Yeah, when they
that
started...
That looks like a McDonald's pizza.
That's right. I forgot about that. I forgot they used to do that. That's bad. Like, that's just so...
Can't you tell with that crust, too, like, you have to pull it? It's almost like you got, like, 7 pieces of gum when you played Little League, and you're just pulling it through your teeth.
Yep, I know exactly what you're saying. That's like elementary school cafeteria pizza.
Yeah, we used to call it elephant scabs. I don't know what you guys called it in the Cranston's... school system.
Those weren't, but that's pretty much what that looks like, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was just a big piece of like bread with like a halfway melted American cheese and some ragu thrown on.
Bad. I mean, let's see. I want to look at a picture of Pizza Rizzo. I haven't seen their pizza in a while. Same thing. It looks exactly like the one I just showed you. Now that Via Napoli obviously has good pizza in the
restaurant.
Excellent
pizza.
But they have the Via Napoli pizza window.
Which is garbage.
Which is nothing like the pizza you get in the restaurant.
No,
why can't they just serve you the pizza?
Exactly.
That might be the biggest disappointment. Is like,
it's almost like bait and switch, isn't it? Because
false advertising.
Like,
yeah. Oh yeah, I've had that pizza before. It's really good. Let's get it from the window, and you get this like doughy garbage. That's very disappointing. I think pizza might be the worst thing they do.
We got one when we stayed cash at the Grand Floridian for our anniversary years ago. I think it was one of those like where we had an early dinner, and like, by 10 or 11, we were jonesing again. So I got a pizza, and it was terrible.
That was like the room service pizza kind of
thing? Yeah,
yeah. I've never gotten that, but I can't imagine it's very good. When we stayed at the tree houses, I ordered one of the flatbreads one of the days, and it was okay. Like, their new pizzas there.
Yeah. I reviewed that on our YouTube channel.
It was okay. It wasn't great. It's better than the normal garbage, but it's still not, like, anything I would say, oh, that's really good. I know that place in Disney Springs is supposed to be good. Pizza Ponte.
Mm-hmm.
You get it by the slice. I have not tried that. It looks good. I'm sure it's decent. It's not expensive. They have some good options. And it's huge. So I would say if you can't do a sit down at a place like Amare or
Via Napoli, right?
Via Napoli, and you just need a dirty slice to get you over, like if you're at Disney Springs, Pizza Ponte would be the way to go. But outside of those three, everything else is pretty much the same garbage. Every food court has that same terrible pizza.
Same thing, like same thing.
Pop Century, all the All-Stars, Art of Animation, they all have that terrible pizza. It just looks so disappointing. Like, I don't know why they try to make, like, these little personal pizzas. I'd rather just have a big, greasy slice than
just
get
have
this,
a slice,
like,
right.
Like, this
maybe
personal
it's just too
pizza.
Maybe it's just too much overhead. I don't know.
Because they make you these like little personal pizzas that fit on their small plates, which is fine. The size is fine. I don't have a problem with that. For what they charge, the size of the pizza, whatever. It's fine. But they insist on doing these like little personal ones, and they come out so doughy around the outside.
Yeah, just, yep.
Yeah, it's a shame.
You know who else has pretty good flatbreads is over at Riviera.
Oh, the quick serve.
Primo Piatta. Yeah, they have a good flatbread over there. We've had it a number of times, and they're pretty good.
I will say, generally, if a place has a flatbread instead of
just a regular
pizza, it's usually better.
Yeah, you're right.
Some people wouldn't even consider a flatbread pizza because it doesn't always have like the red sauce and the cheese. It can have other stuff. I would still kind of consider it a pizza. It's just, in general, bad pizza at Disney. And again, I think it's just lazy. I think they could do it better. And they just don't care because people will
go.
They just
don't care.
It's the quick, you feed, it's just for their kids. People just want to feed it to their kids to shut them up. It doesn't have to be good.
Know where I had an amazing pizza?
Where's that?
Craftsman's Bar over at Grand Cal.
Oh, that's right. That was the like the charcuterie pizza, right?
Yeah. To die for.
Yeah.
Again, West Coast, East Coast. West Coast cares, East Coast doesn't. That's what it comes down to.
Especially with the quick serve, like the easy stuff.
And the thing with pizza, it's all timing. You have a pizza oven. You load the pie with the ingredients. It cooks at whatever, 6, 7, I don't know what the temperature is, but it's pretty damn high.
Well, that's the thing with Artist Palette. They like invested in like a actual pizza.
Like
oven.
An actual pizza oven, right?
So at least that one's a little bit better. But it's not great. It's still not great. I'm trying to remember what they had. They have a regular pepperoni. and a margarita, and they were fine.
Yep.
I had the margarita one. It was fine. It wasn't anything
I liked
great.
The margarita. I thought it was pretty good, but again, it was, like we've said with most of these things that were good, they didn't quite reach good. They were just always fine.
Right. So, I don't know. The pizza's disappointing because it's something so easy. They should be able to do that well.
And if they did it well, you always see in these groups, where's a good place to get pizza delivery? Where can we get pizza delivery?
I mean, we order
pizza. If they did it halfway decent, how many people would have it delivered to their rooms?
Right. We got that Flippers when we were down there that day. And that wasn't even that good, but it was way better than anything you get at Disney.
Way better. The first time we had Flippers, they knocked it out of the park. This one, they just undercooked it a tad bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you shouldn't have to go off campus to get a good pizza. Like, that should be the easiest thing for them to do.
And that's what most people want, especially on vacation. It's easy.
Oh, on a rainy day when you don't feel like leaving your room, just get a pizza.
Or if you're doing your parks in the morning, coming back and resting, get a couple of pizzas. It satisfies the entire family, and then you clean up and go back to the parks at night.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to go to the restaurants. You don't.
Yeah, it's disappointing. You know what I will say? There's one other thing that I didn't bring up to you beforehand in our meeting that I think they don't do a great job on, and you're not going to care because it doesn't really matter to you.
Mm-hmm.
But ice cream. They don't do a good, like, they only have very simple flavors. There's nowhere, like, in the parks where you can get, like, you go to the place.
Like, what are you looking for in particular? Oh, okay.
Anything. Like, you go and there's chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, cookies and cream, and butter pecan. They have like five flavors, which it's fine. I'm not saying the ice cream itself is bad. They just don't have the variety. Like, at least that salt and straw place in
Disney Springs,
they have some wild flavors, but they also have some like unique good flavors, like a chocolate peanut butter cup. Like, that's like an easy go-to.
Absolutely.
That they just don't really do. So I would also add that one to the list. And I know Angry Newfield Jr., he's an ice cream guy. Like,
he's
I
an
am.
Ice cream guy too, huh?
So he probably, I would say he probably agrees on that just because the variety isn't there. And that's another one that's should be very easy. All you have to do is like get an expanded freezer space for it. It's not like they're making it in house. They just have to order the different flavors and store them. So I don't think that would be a total issue to have, but regardless, that's just a small one. But I usually rely on Dole Whips and Citrus Swirls when I'm in Florida. I don't get ice cream, but I probably would if they had like a place in the park that had really
would
unique
you?
Ice cream flavors. Yeah. Or even getting like a sundae, like a fresh made ice cream sundae where you could go and get it with hot fudge and whipped cream and pick a couple different flavors of ice cream on a hot day. That would hit the spot for sure. But I'm not going
to
wait.
I used to go to the seal test place when I was a kid.
What's that?
It's an ice cream place, isn't Seal? What is it called? Seal?
I don't know. In Rhode Island, you're talking about?
No. It was at the Magic Kingdom.
Seal test. They have the Plaza ice cream parlor.
Now, this was back in the 80s.
All right. Well, I never went then, so I don't know. Seal test.
Yeah, Seal Test ice cream.
Okay. I just don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if that was a national brand. Yeah, we used to buy them like at the supermarkets.
Okay.
How do I share this screen, Pards?
Hit the present at the bottom. Yeah, I'm trying to see. Yeah, so for instance, the Plaza Ice Cream Shop on Main Street has vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, fat-free, no sugar added chocolate vanilla swirl, and a raspberry sorbet. Like, that's not a lot of options. And it's an ice cream shop, the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor. And that's all they have for flavors. What's the other ice cream place? There's not a lot of them that are standalone ice cream. They're just a lot of carts. Even Beaches and Cream, though. Like, I don't think they have a ton of flavors of the ice cream. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, coffee, and rainbow sherbet. Like, that's not, I don't know. That doesn't, like, get me to want to go over to the ice cream window. Seal test. Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, they had a shop. The shop on, yeah, on Main Street, yeah.
That's probably where the Plaza ice cream shop is now. So that's back when they had all corporate sponsorships. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Did they have more flavors? Do you remember? Or was it still like the six basic
ones?
It
was more like an old school like ice cream place where you could get milkshakes and...
Yeah. I mean, it's still kind of like that. I'm just asking for more. I just want more flavors. That's it. More flavors of ice cream. That's all I'm asking for. I don't know. Anything else you could think of for bad types of cuisine? I think we covered the basic ones.
Yeah, for the most part.
Is there anything else you want to add here? Should we wrap things up?
We can wrap things up.
All right. Well, of course, you can go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@WDWBTG. If you want to see something they do well, which is Italian, you have two videos. Our two most recent videos are from Trattoria El Forno, a breakfast review and a dinner review. So check those out. Subscribe on our YouTube channel. There's a tons of room reviews, restaurant reviews, some golf videos, some off-campus videos. There's a lot of good stuff on there. If you haven't checked it out recently, please do that. We appreciate it. You can go to our website, wdwbtg.com. All our socials are at WDWBTG, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Our Facebook group is WDW, Beyond the Gates Podcast Family. Join us over there. We appreciate that as well. Of course, subscribe, leave us reviews, all that good stuff. It goes a long way. You can email the show, info@WDWBTG.com, Mike@WDWBTG.com, and Gary@WDWBTG.com. Is there anything else that I may have forgotten, partner?
Nope. Every week you hit on all cylinders.
I think one week I'm going to intentionally forget like one or two things.
Just to see if I'm paying attention?
Yeah.
All right. Do that.
We'll see. All right. Well, that's going to do it for episode number 522 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For my co-host, Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MIC.
See you real soon.
KEY.
Why? Because we like you.